Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Hey, Brett Fern is back, and I've been thinking here on the PowerCast. We've had him on the show for a period of over 15 years. And, Nick, we're going to continue to do it until we get it right. Is that fair?
I guess so.
So, of course, we've all heard what's happening the last couple of weeks. More and more news about UFOs in the mainstream media. You see on MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, CBS TV Network had a segment on 60 Minutes featuring people who saw the naval UFOs, featuring Chris Mellon, a former National Security and Defense Department official with W and with President Clinton. We had Luis Elizondo, who may or may not have headed up that Pentagon program about UFOs. And it all creates a promise that this report from the Pentagon's UAP task force will have some promising information. And I'm sure, Nick, you followed it from here and there. But when we had Kevin Randall on a couple of weeks back, he said that report's going to be Condon 2.0, it's going to be a whitewash. Have you followed any of this, Nick, or is it just something you figure is just going to go away?
Well, when you say a whitewash, I mean, are you talking in like a positive way or
a negative way, saying it doesn't represent a threat to national security, end of story?
Oh, okay. Well, the way I look at it is that I don't know why they use the term UAP. I mean, why not just keep it as UFO? I mean, everybody knows what it basically means. The way I look at it is that I'm still sort of the opinion that we're still talking about something that is unidentified and in the sky. Now, I'm certainly not someone who is of the view that this is definitely extraterrestrial. May there either are people test flying things out there that want to see our responses. You know, I think that's one of the issues I've thought about. Toss something out there into the sky, see how the media responds, how the public responds to the idea of what could happen, you know, in a real UFO event. I mean, I would say, though, you know, times have sort of changed a lot in the sense that, you know, we do have these revelations going back to, like, 2017 with the New York Times revelations and ATIP and all that and Harry Reid and then now on to where we are, you know, DeLonge and all this situation. And you add that to mainstream media, we are, in that sense, sort of seeing something that we haven't really seen in a very long time, if at all. And also with the mainstream media taking it very seriously. From that perspective, I think we are in sort of new territory. But the big question is, of whatever these, you know, the images, photographs, footage, are we talking about classified US or another nation technology being tested out? And again, like I said, you know, seeing how the public responds to a potential UFO event, but actually, you know, using a bogus one. Or maybe it's the real deal. And if it is, well, things are just going to amp up higher and higher, and the media is going to take more and more interest. And all of that is a very positive situation. I'm just not sure what we're seeing. I'm not convinced we're seeing extraterrestrial spacecraft, put it that way.
Well, the thing that concerns me about it is who is reporting this. Of course, we have Christopher Mellon, who currently is not actively in the government that we know about, but he is a former Defense Department official. People like that. Two former heads of the CIA, Brennan and Woolsey, saying the same thing. Senator Marco Rubio, I don't know. I don't see a political constituency for UFOs or UAPs or why a Republican conservative senator would want a serious investigation. Even Barack Obama was interviewed the other night on one of those late-night TV shows, and, you know, he joked about ET and everything, but said this is something that needs to be investigated. Why would he say that? He's no longer president. He's not going to be involved in politics that much anymore. Why would these people say that unless there's some collusion among all these people? We have a Republican DNI, former Republican DNI, John Radcliffe, who said it should be investigated. And then we look at the journalists who were involved in writing the stories. One of those, Helene Cooper, who is the Pentagon correspondent for the New York Times. You hear her interviewed on radio talking about serious issues related to national defense, but she was one of the co-authors of that UFO piece beginning in 2017. Why are all these people involved? Is it a psyops operation that government and private industry are working together on?
Well, that's one of the avenues I'm inclined to go down, sort of test the general public, how they could respond to this. You can learn a lot psychologically from putting out, like, seeding a scenario of, I won't say an alien invasion as such, but some sort of unidentified presence. You know, you can learn a lot from just watching CNN or 60 Minutes and see how the newsreaders are sort of responding to this, how the mainstream media is, everybody else. And I mean, if you think about it, I mean, with the stealth bomber and the stealth fighter, they existed 10 years before they were rolled off the or out of the hangars. Now, you could make a parallel that what we're seeing now is highly advanced US technology that has been around for a while and we haven't used it, but now we're unleashing it. And maybe, you know, we've got something that we've developed that's way ahead of anything else, but it's being presented as extraterrestrial. Like you said, like a psyop, something along those lines.
And you'll notice very cleverly, they drop the hint but never go there. They stop one step short of saying ET. Now, the problem would be here, though, what is the end game? At what point do they simply say, well, there was nothing to it, if it is a psyops operation?
Well, I mean, it depends how your level of paranoia, I suppose, in my perspective. I mean, it may just be to see how people's minds work when it comes to faced with bizarre situations. It may be to see how people's belief systems can be molded and manipulated. Or if you want to go down the, you know, the real paranoid angle, it would be something like similar to the old claims of Project Bluebeam, the idea of creating a false flag and presenting it as something else as a means to take more and more of our freedoms away from us. You know, if you buy into that, you know, to stress to that, you know, that if you buy into that, that's an important thing to note. But, you know, in today's world, anything is kind of like not that bizarre. You know, people are just accepting all the weirdness and things that's going on in the world, you know. So the idea of a false flag and putting us ready for a false flag, and what happens then? Well, national security comes in. We've all got to go back in our homes again, just in case, you know, all that crap.
Well, you have to look at the impact of false flags or false claims. Gulf of Tonkin. That incident triggered the roll-up to the Vietnam War. We learn now it was nowhere near what it was presented to be. Obviously, weapons of mass destruction during the Iraqi War. That was totally false. There was none of that, and therefore we had unnecessary wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. So we look at pretty serious consequences of something like that. We have some other consequences to present with Nick, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So the point being here is a history of false flags or saying things for political benefit. It's not unusual. It's happened in this country.
No, it's No, I mean, there are some UFO cases that you could make a good case were actually some kind of like a psyop. I mean, one of them would be the Antonio Villas Boas case of 1957, the Brazilian abduction case. If you read that story very, very carefully from start to end, that sounds like a spin-off from an MK Ultra type mind-altering situation. You know, and if people were doing that back in the 50s to try and determine how the human mind could be affected, people, you know, what's their sort of level of belief or lack of belief, depending on which way you look at it. And maybe that's what's been going on for the last however many decades, and now we're at that point where they're going to roll it out for everyone to see. Now, I have to admit that, like, Project Bluebeam really is at the absolute apex of paranoia, but it wouldn't take much. You know, a few carefully positioned craft in the skies built out of Area 51 with some crack pilots, and maybe they roll out six, let's say they roll out 10. Each of those 10, one of them goes over one city, another one goes over another city, and they just hover there for 5 days. That would actually probably work, and people would really think it was something like an Independence Day kind of situation. If it happens and we all wake up in the morning tomorrow and there's a city over every city, I will be very suspicious of the idea that it's extraterrestrials. I think it's probably 6-foot-tall guys in pilot suits.
I love how you put these layers into things, Nick. You're just like, you're the master of doing that, because it can be done. There's no question about it. That even if they're real, they can use it in exactly the kind of ways that you're describing. The thing is when we go back to the golden age of ufology, they just did not have the technology to build the kind of things that they were describing that they were seeing. That's why I love going back there, because then we're dealing with, well, okay, maybe they're not extraterrestrial. Maybe they come from under the ocean or some undisclosed place that we don't know. It's doubtful, but that was a real mystery. Now we don't know what the case is anymore.
Well, No, I agree with you on that. I mean, I wouldn't want people to think I don't believe in a real UFO phenomenon. I do. I 100% do believe there is a real UFO phenomenon. And if you look at particularly, you know, the 40s and 50s and into the early 60s, I would say, I do believe, you know, that there was a genuine presence here from somewhere else. Now, whether it was extraterrestrial, multidimensional, time travelers, I have no idea. But something was interacting with us for decades. However, I think at some point, this phenomenon, the real phenomenon, which is still in existence, I think it's been sort of hijacked by intelligence agencies who basically they might sit around the Pentagon saying, well, we don't really know what these things are, and we don't really know what they want or what their agenda is. However, we can actually use the legend and the lore and everything else and create a fabricated version of the reality. And we could use the real phenomenon as a means to demonstrate how we could sort of confuse the public and the media. And as I said, I honestly don't think it would take long. It wouldn't, you know, there's no need to have somebody at Area 51 building 300 or 400 craft, you know, and over every country or whatever. You would just need a few. I mean, it's kind of like when the whole COVID, when that broke out, how many people had to be told to put a mask on? Not many. A lot of people were complaining and bitching about it. But the fact is, most people did go along with it straight away. And I kind of draw that sort of parallel, that it didn't take much for people to just put your masks on. And I don't think it would take much if the government said, well, those things in the sky aren't ours, and for national security reasons, let's you know, let's just have a lockdown for the next 6 months and hope they go away.
Yeah. Interesting you say that, Nick, because one of the comments, one of the witnesses, the naval sightings on the 60-minute show, and you can get this, by the way, if you go on YouTube, you'll see a lot of the content is there. He was saying, basically, he thought it was some conventional aircraft, but from another country, therefore threat to national security. Therefore, if there are threats to national security, we have to take measures to protect us. It's just like, hey, we've got to attack Iraq because they have weapons of mass destruction. Or Al-Qaeda is still sitting there in Afghanistan and they're going to attack us Thursday. So it's still possible to stage that thing and get people to act.
Okay, but you guys, who are they going to fight against? Like, it was one thing when we knew that there was a Vietnam or an Iraq, but this is like, who do we go up against then?
China,
who's
Russia?
Who's Iran, the enemy?
Iran? Right? You name the country. Well, Saudi aliens, Arabia?
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense. It's aliens, so let's attack China? Like, you know.
Well, then you don't say it's aliens. You say another country is sending these things, and we have to respond to it. So we can engage in more military incursions. I'm being super paranoid here. I have no idea what's going on. The point is here, when you hear the pilots describe the maneuverability, they're talking about things that are far more advanced than any aircraft we have. If we have something like that, imagine what our military would be like to put those particular types of aircraft into active duty.
Exactly. Maybe that's what they're really doing. Like, Nick, maybe this is like, this is our way of just showing you guys what we really do have. We're calling it UFOs, but you don't want to mess with us because, really, they're ours. You know?
Well, then, therefore, this would be psyops for the benefit of certain other countries. It's kind of like what James Carrion was saying about World War II and the ghost rockets, that we put that up to spook the Russians in the early days of the fledgling Cold War. So we're doing the same thing right now. We're saying, look at what's going on here. And we don't know what it is, but the other countries who may be guilty know it's not theirs. So they can say, hey, maybe this is stuff they're experimenting with, and we've got to watch out. Maybe that's the purpose of it all. Hey, we're going to move on from this conspiracy to others, because Nick Redfern has a new book out called Diary of Secrets. UFO conspiracies, not UAP conspiracies. UFO conspiracies and this mysterious death of Marilyn Monroe. So with Gene and Randall and Nick, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new study is showing that two COVID vaccines are effective against a newer variant of the virus. The study from Public Health England showed that the Pfizer and AstraZeneca shots are highly effective against the Indian variant of the virus after two doses. The news coming as new cases in the U.S. have fallen to their lowest levels since last June. Dr. William Schaffner is a professor of infectious diseases at the Vanderbilt University Medical Center and tells CNN that the results are good news since it's possible for variants to spread quickly.
I think it's wonderful news that the vaccine actually is providing protection that is documented against this variant in India, because variants can be imported into the United States and they might spread here. So far, our vaccines are doing a good job in protecting against almost all of the variants, even partial protection against that South African variant, but there's not much of that in this country.
You're listening to USA Radio News. New data from the Border Patrol shows that more than 60,000 migrants have been released into the United States since February as the administration works to deal with the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Just over 61,000 illegal immigrants have been released, with many being given a notice to report to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office. Former Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf tells Fox News that's a draw for more migrants to try to cross into the U.S.
If you're a family unit, you are likely going to be released into the United States. So what does that do? That incentivizes you to grab a child and try to come across that border and claim that you're a family unit, because you know that you will be released into the interior of the United States. And that's your goal at the end of the day. That's your goal, and that's what this administration is facilitating. And then once you do get here, you know that you will not be removed, because, again, this administration has put the handcuffs right on ICE law enforcement agents. They can now not remove individuals that, again, have no legal right to be here unless you're a serious aggravated felon or you're a terrorist.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
This is the Paracast. You have to keep your breath going. Go, oh, I'm breathing. We all talk about all these elaborate conspiracies over the years, and we get into events that may or may not have conventional causes. So let me ask you about this book, Diary of Secrets. What is mysterious about the death of Marilyn Monroe, other than an actress who was pretty flaky, as we realize, who may or may not have done herself in?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is an important question. You know, it's not like with the book that I'm sort of hammering it down people's throats saying, we know for sure this is what happened. We don't. You know, this is me. The book's called Diary of Secrets for two reasons. Because Marilyn herself kept this diary filled with all sorts of national security secrets and things given to her by the Kennedys. But also, I've called it Diary of Secrets as well because it's kind of written from the perspective, like a diary, from my perspective, sort of traveling around the country and road trips and tracking people down, that kind of thing. As I see it, you know, I'm just out to get the answers, not to convince people that it has to be a murder. What I do think is that her death was highly suspicious. For example, what we know is that, you know, she was heavy on pills and alcohol, and when you mix them, you know, it can be deadly and dangerous for anyone, you know, particularly if then you're knocked out and you're essentially doped up even more and you have no way of getting out of it because you're half dead anyway. You know, that's an important angle. Now, there's one part of the story which is really important. It relates to a document that I got through the Freedom of Information Act. It's a CIA document titled A Study of Assassination. And it sounds really weird, but what it actually is, it's a CIA document telling CIA personnel how to kill people and make it look like an accident or suicide or something, but anything but murder. Now, what's intriguing is that if you look at Marilyn's history, she had a lot of people working for it, like doctors, nurses, things like that. And she, as I said, she was heavy on booze and drugs. Now, let me just read one extract from the document itself about one particular way of killing people. And it says, in all types of assassination, except terroristic, drugs can be very effective. If the assassin is trained as a doctor, and Marilyn had a doctor on site, or nurse, and she had a nurse, and the subject is under medical care, which she was, this is an easy and rare method. An overdose of morphine administered as a sedative will cause death without disturbance and is difficult to detect. The size of the dose will depend on whether the subject has been using narcotics regularly. If not, 2 grains will suffice. If the subject drinks heavily, morphine or a similar narcotic can be injected at the passing out stage, and the cause of death will often be held to be acute alcoholism. So that sounds very like Marilyn's situation. She had a doctor, she had a nurse. The CIA was explaining to their agents how easy it would be to inject someone with drugs, ply them with alcohol, and then you just go the full way because they have no way of fighting back. That document mirrors the last kind of days of Marilyn's life, if you like.
Why would they want to off a crazy actress? Who pays attention to a crazy actress? We have another actress who had, I guess, some similarities in her background, Jane Mansfield. She died in a car crash, and she had some kind of drug problem and some instabilities. Heck, we could point to her, except that she wasn't rumored to have had affairs with the President of the United States or an Attorney General of the United States. But otherwise, it's fairly similar. By the way, Jane Mansfield was the mother of Mariska Hargitay, who's the star of the Law & Order SVU show. Again, I mention Jane Mansfield only because of some similarities.
Yeah, but I mean, when it comes to, you know, you talk about sort of a crazy person, you know, just because somebody may have, you know, emotional issues or maybe an alcoholic or a drug addict doesn't mean they're not telling the truth. You know, just because somebody can't get off the booze doesn't mean they're lying or that they're crazy. A lot of people, they talk about, you know, if you're on drugs or on booze or whatever, but a lot of people don't forget how many millions of people in the country right now are on mind-altering drugs. And I'm not talking about, you know, pot or anything like that. I'm talking about prescription over-the-counter, anything to calm you down for anxiety, you know, for anything along those lines. It's kind of like, if it's alcohol and sort of dangerous drugs, well, it's seen and frowned on. But nobody frowns on, you know, if you're on a prescription of this or that, you know, every other week.
Well, certainly an antidepressant can cause real major changes in your mood because you want to calm somebody down. They are depressed. You want to make them more alert. That could make them behave in very distinctly different ways. So it is a form of control, even though there is a legitimate purpose. What surprises me is that so many people take these medications nowadays. Of course, now, if we want to be frank about being calm, you could take hemp oil, which is perfectly legal without the THC. That's a component of marijuana. Hemp oil, CBD. These things can calm you down without these drug effects. But then the drug companies don't make hundreds of dollars out of every monthly bottle.
To go back to what you said about about talking about, you know, Marilyn's claims and why should we listen and all that business. We know from historical records, if you go to the FBI's website, which is vault.gov, and you download the PDF files, which is about 200 pages now being declassified, on Marilyn Monroe. And throughout that file, there are references about particularly Robert Kennedy having an affair with Marilyn, and possibly she may have had one or two with President Kennedy. The story is, and not coming from me, but the story is that she had this diary of secrets. Now, she did have this diary. She was actually encouraged to actually open a diary and record all her data from, Joe DiMaggio. And he actually encouraged her to actually put this diary together. And to start with, it was just, you know, breezy and, oh, this is what I did today. Now, if you read the FBI file on Marilyn, you'll see that she was first placed under surveillance by the FBI in 1955, and the reason was because she was not the sort of ditzy blonde that everybody thought she was. She actually applied in 1955 for a visa to travel to the USSR because she wanted to see what it was really like rather than just what the American news said it was like. And you can download that file, and Hoover was not happy. He actually also informed the CIA about this. He told the Department of State. And so she was heavily being watched. Now, as her interest in politics, much of which came from Arthur Miller, she found herself sort of veering away from just like a breezy diary. And when she kind of got in touch with the Kennedys, that's when she started hearing murmurs of plans to shoot or assassinate, I should say, Fidel Castro.
Let's do our break. We got more with Nick, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right, you mentioned Fidel Castro. Marilyn Monroe, writing about possibly assassinating Fidel Castro, things apparently she might have learned from the Kennedys. Why would they be so stupid as to let her hear any of this stuff?
Well, you don't think presidents ever act stupid? you think they don't? I mean, I remember not too long ago, at the height of the pandemic, that a certain person recommended that we all swallow disinfectant. That was a president.
But you kind of think here that we have somebody there who was president and known to make pretty outlandish statements, whereas the Kennedys tended to be much more circumspect in what they said. Of course, obviously, if they're engaged in a passionate embrace with a famous actress, maybe they would have their tongues loosened, but still.
Well, yeah, but you have to remember as well that, you know, the Kennedys, both of them, JFK and RFK, you know, they had huge numbers of women surrounded him, you know, parties, events, all that kind of thing. I mean, you know, it's one of those situations where either, you know, you stay faithful to your wife, or because he had the ability to do ABC, chose to do ABC, you know. And but if you look at the situation and you say, you know, why should people listen to Marilyn? Well, the fact is, it comes down to the possibility of something leaking out and, more importantly, the media believing it. You know, would some people may say, well, we can forget about it because the media won't care because Marilyn is just this drunken pill popper. And everybody will just ignore it or laugh at it if she starts talking about how the Kennedys told her about crashed UFOs and dead aliens. But on the other hand, it might come down to something along the lines of, well, maybe we really should not take the chance. And somebody else says, well, we need to, if only we could get her, you know, gone. And word gets around. And then before you know it, you've got like some sort of sinister fixer type character, you know, somebody for whatever fee, whatever, you know, hired assassin. We don't really know, but we do know, you know, there's a lot of weird stuff surrounding her life and death on that night that she died. Rumors of one of the doors being opened for no particular reason that would allow her somebody into the house. We also know that some of the clothing and the bedding in the rooms had been specifically moved to different parts of the rooms. And again, nobody knows why that happened. Now, that doesn't prove anything, but you put things like this together, and you're a famous actress who's been watched by the FBI for national security reasons, and you are... Rumors are flying around that you're having sex with the president and his brother. You put all that together, you can easily see how Marilyn would be very, very quickly be perceived as
a national security threat. Absolutely. I think this is absolutely fascinating, Nick, and this could very well be like one of your most important books ever. I've always thought that there's something shady that's gone on with Marilyn, and there are a lot of connections, and I'm really glad that you've put this all together. We've got an advanced copy in PDF here, and I'm just loving it. I mean, people who are into Marilyn, man, they got to get this. This is really, really good stuff.
Well, it's one of these where, you know, I think, no disrespect, but I think, Gene, you're a little bit, you know, you're taking the view that, well, this couldn't happen, you know, that people wouldn't be killed for knowing things like that. Well, the way I look at it, the world, you know, the world's a dirty place, and sometimes things happen for whatever reason, and people may not like it, people may not believe it, but sometimes it happens, you know.
I understand, but Nick, I'm not taking a point of view. I'm simply asking questions and pointing out to the counterpoints here because we want to understand what happened. But now I'm going to ask you a big question here because it dovetails into another member of your cast of characters, Dorothy Kilgallen, the gossip columnist, which is, did Marilyn Monroe have any say in talking about UFOs?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's another intriguing angle. I mean, Dorothy Kilgallen was a well-respected journalist in the 50s and the 60s. She's someone who, you know, she was kind of like someone who crossed paths between regular media coverage and also, you know, she did like TV shows and things like this. So she was kind of like a celebrity journalist as well. Now, in the 1950s, specifically May 1955, she went on a vacation to the UK with her husband at the time. And when she was there, she was told a story by a government official who was believed to have been Lord Mountbatten. And that he told her, because he knew she had an interest in UFOs, he broke the news to her secretly that the UK and the US had set together this top secret program to deal with the fact that they'd recovered several crashed UFOs and dead aliens, and both governments were very deeply concerned and worried even as to what had quite literally landed in their lap. And if you read the story that Kilgallen actually released into the media in 1955, it talks about these small bodies and this crashed flying saucer, and that there was going to be a revelation about it all, which obviously didn't happen. And she continued to have that interest in UFOs. Now, in the early 60s, she was still involved in sort of regular journalistic approaches. After the assassination of JFK in November 1963, Kilgallen then focused more on the issue of who it was that killed and JFK and who was it and why. And she died at the height of her research into the JFK assassination, and she was found dead in her home. Now, again, you know, there's the question about alcohol and drugs, but on the other hand, there's also the fact that she was found in her house, in a bedroom, and I say a bedroom, because that was the only night in the one time that she lived in that house, where she lived in one particular room. On every other occasion, she slept in another room. Now, there's been sort of a suspicion or a theory that she was sort of offed, if you like, somebody killed her, not realizing that there were actually two rooms, but she only used the one. But somebody, in theory, put her into the other room. And that is a fact. I mean, that's related into the, you know, the police departments when they came along, and you know, there was a completely like huge investigation. But that was the very first time she was found in that room. She never used it to go to bed in.
Well, we've got the Kilgallen connection there, too, with the UFOs. Like, I've seen pictures of Marilyn and Dorothy together, and they hung out in these social circles with similar people. They were kind of like friends, you know, at least acquaintances. And so, you know, look what happened to Dorothy, and her whole apartment was all cleaned up and sanitized. Like, that was a professional job, right? Like, there's no question about that. Like, we can maybe just say, well, with Marilyn, you know, who knows? But with Dorothy, there is no way that she was taken out by somebody, for sure.
Well, yeah, and there's another person who also was involved in terms of knowing about UFOs and having an interest in UFOs, shall we say. And when we sort of look into the rest of this information, again, you know, things start to come together.
Let's come together with these announcements. With Gene Randall and Nick, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.